Hey guys, welcome to the Mega 64 podcast. We're excited to have another thrilling episode for you. This episode is brought to you from St. Augustine, Florida, and we have an exciting new sponsor we'd like to tell you about. This episode is brought to you by Murray Brothers Caddyshack. Murray Brothers Caddyshack has been serving the best food in St. Augustine, Florida for over 11 years, and they are doing the best they can. The Murray Brothers, and that includes Bill, Bill Murray himself.
But he's not
owns,
the only.
Owns the restaurant, but that's not all the Murray you'll get. Eat, drink, and be Murray at Caddyshack Restaurant, because it's also owned by Brian Doyle Murray. Bill Murray, we already...
Yeah, we covered Bill.
Joe Murray.
I had a list.
Okay. Garrett's got the list of Murray Brothers. They're all involved in the Murray Brothers Caddyshack Restaurant.
So you covered Brian Doyle, Joel.
Yeah.
We got John, Edward, and Andy Murray on the docket today. So
yeah.
You forgot Andy Murray?
No.
He never forgets.
I'm still talking. Sean, on Tuesday when you edit this, make it look like that went correct. Anyway, so we can't thank Bill Murray Brothers Caddyshack for funding this podcast. And in fact, pick up some Murray Brothers merch. I got the Caddyshack. They screen capped that gopher.
Always the socks.
They screen capped.
Take it off.
They screen capped the gopher.
Show feet.
And that is a real screen cap from the movie. That's 720p resolution, and you get it on socks. So go and visit the Murray Brothers at Caddyshack Restaurant here in St. Augustine, Florida. We couldn't be happier to have them as a sponsor. And now we're going to go to theme song. Sean, edit like a Murray Brothers tribute, and not just Bill.
Yeah.
Get footage of all the brothers and do a cool tribute.
Get them like all in there.
I'm a lonely horseman, got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides a lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side, I'm just trying to be a lonely horseman.
Okay, welcome back. Thanks for that, Sean. That was really cool, and I know the Murrays appreciated that. Okay, so we're here. ExpCon is an event in Florida that we swung by. Well, actually, the Murray Brothers flew us out, and we decided to check out ExpCon on the way. And this is a really great, fun con.
Right.
You got video game stuff, anime stuff, you name it. A lot of big voice actors here.
True. Really, really impressive.
A lot of guests here.
Yes, yeah.
But what we decided we wanted to do is kind of here on the last day before we leave is have just kind of a roundtable discussion. Kevin, you want to show? We've got a whole panel of people here today. We've got all kinds of guests.
Thank you for coming. Our beautiful audience.
Yeah, lots of people here with us today to kind of just... You know, have a great discussion. And I thought I'd get the conversation kind of going. I thought maybe we would just talk about our favorite. We're going to go around and ask each person their favorite golf moment, because this is a celebration of golf, St. Augustine, Florida.
We're at the World Golf Village here in St. Augustine.
Yeah.
The home of the PGA headquarters.
Yeah, the PGA Golf Hall of Fame and their headquarters is all just right across the parking lot over there.
Right next door to the Murray Brothers establishment.
So we thought we would just ask you guys, we'd go around for just a second and ask your favorite moment in golf history or favorite Murray moment. And that could be Bill Murray, but it could be, don't just limit it, it could be Brian Doyle Murray too.
Yeah, don't leave Andy out. If you would please take a shoe off before
we get started. Yeah, here. You don't have to, but if you have a Caddyshack sock you want to show.
Yeah, maybe.
Go ahead, favorite golf moment or Murray moment?
We'll pass the mic.
Alright. My favorite golf moment, let me get my shoe off.
Yeah, thank you.
Was Andy Murray playing Kirby Dream Course on the Super Nintendo this morning with me in my house?
No, really?
Yeah, really.
Andy?
Came back from the dead. Ghost.
He's dead?
I think so.
Hold on, let me fact check. Ghost.
Nobody said if
I'm a fact check
said,
that.
Hold on.
Garrett, you're supposed to be our Murray info.
No internet.
Oh, God.
404 error. When we hit his name, dude, he got white.
Cover up.
You need the con Wi-Fi?
Well,
no, I got Wi-Fi. Hold on. We're going
to...
We're
going to get to the bottom of this.
Sean, cut ahead on Tuesday to the answer. Oh, my God. He's been dead. He's been dead 11 years.
Oh, that's how long the Caddyshack has been open.
Okay, don't include his part. Next person.
Yeah, pass the mic.
I believe my favorite golf moment was when Happy Gilmore beat the living shit out of Bob Barker.
Hey, that's not real. Go to the next person.
That's a film.
Next.
I think probably the best Bill Murray moment is in Ghostbusters. Not one or two. Oh, yeah. In the new one when he when he shows up, because it was a really noble and realistic reprise.
Yeah.
You know, a callback to a great series.
Yeah.
So, right.
Yeah. I gotta go with that one.
So I wasn't there, but my favorite golf moment, I heard a TV station got caught playing fake bird sounds. Some bird caller called them out. Said, "Hey, that bird's not native to that area."
Oh,
he's complaining about
that. Really happened?
Yeah, you can. YouTube.
They interjected golf.
They caught him playing fake.
Why does that make the show more appealing to hear?
I think it does. It like adds
it's calmer
because honestly, audio is a big part of video. You know, so it's like 80% of the experience. And so if you have like just dead audio, it sucks.
Yeah,
but if you add all the nature sounds, you know,
the layman wouldn't. Know that that's not, you know, the wood chipper is not native to that area is what you're saying.
You
say audio is very vital and important to video, but usually when I'm watching a movie, I hit mute and I just like, I play like a 311 album or something else.
When you're watching a movie, you hit mute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, I want to watch the movie. I want to listen to 311.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I got up really early this morning, and I found some of the pros around St. Augustine. So they took me out, got a couple of holes in one, ended up in one of those little sand areas, which, you know, I've heard that's kind of a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
So that was a good experience.
You got out of the sand trap?
I stayed there.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah. So, you know, it's first time golfing.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't have a favorite Bill Murray moment.
Okay.
What about Andy?
Who? Because allegedly he tore the script to Ghostbusters 3, and I believe it.
Yeah.
And I don't play golf.
Pass.
Hello, everyone. This is Lord Shadrach speaking. All right, first of all, I don't have a...
Oh, my God.
I don't have... I have a... Look at that. Just look at that. Captain
that
America.
That is patriotic. Look at that.
You got to believe that.
Yeah.
And look at my Atari hat right here.
Look at it.
As for my favorite Murray moment, I'm going to say Bill Murray just for being Bill Murray. Can we all agree that Bill Murray is a badass? Let's give him a round of applause.
Yeah. That was good. He got a plug in there, too. That was sly. That was good. But I have to agree... Bill Murray's good, but I gotta hand. I think he is bottom tier. I gotta go Brian Doyle Murphy.
Yeah.
Murray because how good is that scene in Christmas Vacation where they kidnap him and he could press charges? He could kick what's his name? SNL guy.
Chevy Chase's
ass.
Yeah.
But he doesn't. He goes, take whatever you made last year and add 20%.
It's like he's here with us.
Yeah. Yeah, he's long dead, but...
Oh.
I think, well, is he?
No.
I don't know.
Well, he looks like...
I thought only Andy's done.
But anyway, yeah, so those are some great moments. We'll share some more later. But yeah, we've been here this weekend. It's been a lot of fun. We did a couple panels. We got to see some of the other guests at the show. We're here. We had Chris Judge was Kratos in the new God of War. Yeah. We were talking about that the other day. I was blown away how like that series has been around so long, and like someone else played that role. You know what I mean? Like that show got that game series was as big as it was for that long, and then this guy takes that role over just for the latest one, and now it's like that's his character. You know what I mean? It's like, it's that guy. Oh, yeah, Kratos, that's him.
No one knows the name.
Like, can you imagine anyone else doing that role now?
But no,
it's like,
no.
You know what I mean? It'd be like they do a new Star Wars and they have someone else play Luke. And then it's like, oh, that guy was so good. Yeah, who's Mark Hamill?
He's so good, I didn't actually know he's not in the first three or four games or whatever.
Yeah.
That was a different voice actor.
At least I don't think so. I'm not wrong, right? Am I? No, I don't think
it was. No, that guy was a different voice actor, I believe, for the first time.
He did incredible. He was so good. Yeah. Like, he owned that role completely.
Totally.
So that guy couldn't have been a nicer guy.
Yeah.
Met him just briefly, but he was really cool. He was talking here on the stage up here. He did a panel with the woman who played, what was the character's name?
Freya.
Yeah. And they talked about working on the game, and he talked about like where his performance came from and all that stuff, and it was like, he's like, in my mind, because he did Stargate, that show Stargate.
SG-1.
Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. SG-1. For like 10 years, and he's like, yeah, that performance, it was like my apology to my children because I was doing Stargate for 10 years.
And I didn't know what he meant by that.
Yeah, he was like, I was gone.
Apologizing.
Yeah, he's like, did the show suck? Like,
yeah.
Kids didn't like it? But no, he's like, I was gone so much of that 10 years that I thought I was doing a good thing for them, and maybe I wasn't. And I used that kind of uncertainty in the world. I was like, oh my God. Like, that was a really, like, interesting.
It was.
Yeah.
It was him on stage with the voice actress for Freya, and they both were going deep into, like, how they prepared, and they both prepared in such different ways.
Yeah.
But how he kind of, apologized to his children and made the character. Because, you know, Kratos is going, if you haven't played the game, you should. It's great.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's him being a father for the first time.
Yeah.
So getting to channel that, it was really informative to see him speak about that.
Yeah, that was really cool. So that was, like, right before our panel.
Yeah.
So I felt really bad following that up with, like,
I know.
Here's our stupid, dumb shit. Sorry, can we curse something?
I think it's all, are we all 18 and up?
Yes.
Okay. Thank God.
Oh, don't film that baby in the back.
Don't film the baby.
He's not allowed to be.
Don't film the baby. But anyway, so that was really cool, but I have to say, I hope he doesn't see this footage.
Uh-oh.
I didn't fanboy out in person,
but
I'm going to fanboy out now. And so if he sees the footage, we're going to lose the cool points that we built up.
Yeah, because right now he thinks, I've seen these guys
around.
Hey,
these guys are cool. Hey, chill guys.
Couple cons in a row.
If he sees this footage, though, that's over.
Yeah.
We got picked up at the airport in the same car as Dante Bosco, a.k.a. Rufio from Hook, a.k.a. some Avatar thing. I didn't see that.
A.k.a.
I don't do Avatar, the little airbender or whatever.
No, I don't do that.
I don't do that. So that doesn't mean anything to me. But Rufio, what were you saying?
I was going to say Akka, my girlfriend's first crush.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm texting her like, oh, my God. I just had a conversation on the way over here with Dante Bosco.
Yeah.
And then she proceeded to tell me about how much love she has in her heart for him. And I started to get a little jealous.
Yeah. Who wouldn't be jealous?
No. We're going to have a talk when I get home.
But, yeah, we rode in the car with him, and it was just, like, really, like, you know, everyone, they're just people. We're just people. You know, whatever. We're all chilling. Okay, cool. So, you know, we were just talking with him about doing cons, stuff like that. And it was totally fine, but just, like, every now and then he would say something, and it was that voice.
Yeah.
He has the same voice, you know? And he would say something, like, related to us. Like, he asked about Mega 64.
Like, what do you guys do?
And, yeah, we were at Comic-Con, and we did this, and da-da-da-da-da. Just talking about doing different events. And just in that voice, it was just like, Comic, yeah, Mega 64. Yeah, thanks, Rocco. It was like, oh, my God, he said my name.
He's got the coolest, smoothest delivery.
I kept waiting for, I wish I had a dad. Look, yeah. But I kept it together somehow. Yeah. I get way more nervous about, somebody asked me even this weekend, it was like, did you get nervous meeting, like, Hideo Kojima or Gabe Newell or whatever? People in a big position, like an important position, it's like I'm prepared for that, so I don't get nervous. I'm like, hey, cool. Yeah, they're just, you know, they're just, again, another human being, no big deal. It's when I meet someone from an obscure thing that I love, that I can't deal with it.
You get caught off guard.
That was one. Yeah. Mike Nelson from Mystery Science Theater. I could, like, not talk to him.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like, he was asking me what type of shipping I use on Amazon or something basic.
Yeah.
I was like, I have Super Saver shipping.
Yeah. How about that next time?
You know, it was just like freaky, you know, I couldn't handle that. And, like, honestly, Weird Al was another one that I was.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't keep it together, but generally I'm okay, but couldn't. And, well, I did my best around him, but I thought the whole weekend, I'm like, you know, someone's going to yell like, Rufio, Rufio. He must hear that all the time.
Yeah.
And it never happened except today during the signing.
We did hear
he
one.
He actually himself stood up and did the crow call.
Yeah.
Like, like, I was like, okay.
We heard if it from across the room.
Yeah, like, I was surprised by that.
Did someone pay him to do that?
I don't know.
Someone must have asked.
Yeah, how much did that cost?
Yeah, right?
I would have paid for several of those.
He's probably so sick of asking, or, you know, people asking him to do the crow.
Yeah. Yeah,
but he's a champ. He told us he's leaving, like, from here to go direct a movie.
Yeah, he's doing that. Yeah,
so
he kind of told us generally what it was about, which I won't say. I don't know if that's even public information.
Yeah, might be.
But it was cool. Like, some people, they get a role like that or they whatever, and they coast on that. Like, oh yeah, you see people at all kinds of conventions, and they'll, you know, then they kind of they do the con circuit and stuff.
Yeah, like
that.
Which, Stan Lee.
Yeah, that guy just coasted.
Coasting.
Which is cool, whatever. I think it's cool, like, having the ability to do that is awesome. But the fact that you can, like, I have a real appreciation for people who can, like, keep the creative thing going. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he had a real ambitious plan with this movie, and I thought that was really, really awesome.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so shout out to Dante Bosco. We are Dante Bosco fans.
Shouts out.
And I want to say thank you again to the Murray Brothers. Thank you, Caddy Shacks.
Can we get another round of applause for the Murray Brothers?
Yeah!
Yeah.
Murray Brothers, those guys have been kicking ass. I don't know if there's any Murray sisters, but their name isn't on the restaurant, so I don't really give a shit, personally.
No.
So, Sean, do some background research, see if there were any, and let us know. Put it on the screen.
You might come off sexist after that.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to. It's just that, you know, they're not on the sign.
They're no Doyle.
Yeah, they're no Doyle. So.
I mean, he's got two first names. Brian Doyle.
Brian Doyle.
Take
do you
pick.
Know anybody named Doyle, first name Doyle?
Basis for the Misfits.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Okay, we're not going to talk about Misfits.
Oh, no, that was Jerry only. He played guitar. Sorry.
What was your favorite golfer Murray moment?
My favorite Bill Murray moment was his cameo in that Gorilla song called Bill Murray.
Ah.
Yeah.
He has a cameo in it? Is that real?
Yeah, his cameo is the title of that song.
Bill Murray. He doesn't, like, sing?
He doesn't sing? Like,
no, I don't think he showed up at all.
He's not on Stylo?
Oh, yeah, he was on Stylo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he's in the background.
He was the one screaming a lot.
Yeah.
Nice. Go ahead.
My favorite Brian Doyle Murray moment is when he played the old Beagle in Dr. Doolittle. I'd have to say.
Oh, yeah.
That was his best role.
Voice only.
Yeah, voice only. It was just...
Let's talk about... you can leave the mic there for just a second.
Yeah, hold on to that.
Let's talk about... We have some Doolittle stuff to talk about. Because I don't know, you guys know there's a new Doolittle movie.
Are you guys aware of the Robert Downey property?
Robert Downey Jr. is Dr. Doolittle in the new movie. And there's a huge Reddit thread about apparently it's like a huge turd. Like, this movie. Like, people who worked on this movie are like raging about it. Like, the director didn't do any previs, so they're having difficulty filming it, and there's like stuff with animals and like
animals are notoriously the hardest to work with, animals and children in when making, you know, film, and they didn't do any planning. They just showed up with a bunch of geese and chickens
or something like that. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was just like they're having a lot of Doolittle trouble. So anyway, just want to make everyone aware of that out there.
But Tom Holland reuniting with Robert Downey in this. It's got some MCU fans excited.
Oh, really?
Tom Holland's in it.
Is he playing Animal?
I bet he's just a voice.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like a spider or something.
Oh, yeah, because the animals talk. That makes
sense.
Right. Yeah. I didn't even think about that aspect. Anyway. I just thought he was hanging out with a bunch of animals.
Yeah.
I forgot about the talking part. Anyway, what were we saying? Oh, who else is at this con? Oh, we heard the voice of Cortana.
That was amazing.
Yeah, I saw her image next to the image of Cortana, like, in lots of the promo stuff here.
Yeah.
So you just think, oh, yeah, Cortana. Yeah, okay. But then, yeah, we were all at dinner last night, and then she said something. I was like, oh, no, she really is the voice of, oh, my God. Like, that, I just heard that voice come over, and I didn't realize she did it for the app and all that stuff, like, on Windows.
Well, it's because everyone knows we're Apple-cucked.
Yes.
In Mega 64, aside from Derek. But, I didn't realize, like, someone got... The coolest thing was, at dinner, someone got out the Cortana on their droid and were asking it questions.
Yeah.
And she was asking it questions and stuff. And it was so interesting to hear her voice come out of the speaker, and then she was sitting right there talking too.
It's like, yeah.
Whoa, it's one-to-one, like, perfect.
What is her full name, do you guys know?
Jen?
I can't remember her full name. But when she asked, she was like, ask the app about my name.
Yeah.
And it said, like, do you know... Is it Jen Taylor?
I think it's... Yeah. Yes.
Is that what
it
is? Jen Taylor. Yeah. So so they asked the app, hey, do you know Jen Taylor? And then the Cortana app went, I can't get her voice out of my head.
Which was such a funny...
It said something weird like that. Yeah. And then she was, like, cracking up about that. Anyway, that was cool.
Yeah. Very cool.
Guy who played Master Chief is here.
Yeah.
I didn't talk to him, though.
No. I'm real intimidated with these voice actors, honestly.
Yeah. I am, too.
Trying to get... into voice acting,
yeah.
And like I want to talk. There's a voice casting director here too.
Oh yeah,
famous for doing all these Final Fantasy games and stuff. And I just want to go like pick his brain, but I'm too shy to like talk to any of them. Like, should I get an agent for?
What would you like me to do?
How do you get into that? Because I just feel like they must be asked 100 times every con. Like, how do I get into voice acting?
Can I just be a voice actor?
Yeah.
Yeah, that must happen.
Here's my reel.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that guy.
Well, you know, speaking of not wanting to be that guy,
yeah.
That was me, because here's another thing, and I'm going to go back to Dante Bosco for a second.
Okay.
I wanted to bring this up so bad, but I didn't. I don't know if anyone else is even going to know what I'm talking about, so I might sound crazy. But I think Dante Bosco was on... He was in a story arc of the show. Did anyone ever watch in the early 2000s? There was a show on MTV, MTV Undressed.
Oh, yeah.
Does anybody remember Undressed?
Undressed was like, if you couldn't get, like, real porn. Back in the MTV. Yeah. Hey, it did the job.
It was like little story arcs, but they were usually all, like, sex related. But it was all storylines among, like, young people in these sordid situations, you know.
Right.
And like, oh, I woke up handcuffed to this thing and I don't remember what happened.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. He was in that show, and so was Allie Hillis, I think her name was, who did a... She was Lightning in Final Fantasy 13.
Yeah.
And she's at this con, too.
They're both
and
guests.
So I wanted to talk to both of them. Like, hey, did you guys both know you were on Undressed?
Undressed?
They were both in it. She was in an episode where she was handcuffed to a thing with another guy, and they didn't remember each other. And it was like a 4-episode arc where they were like
trying to figure
like,
out
they
how
became friends. Okay. But it's like, who cares about being friends? Like, get me out of this thing, right? Like, I don't know. Anyway, so that was one arc, and then Dante Bosco's arc was like he couldn't get a boner or something.
Oh no!
Like he was scared. Oh, yeah, he was scared that like his computer made him impotent or something.
See, I wouldn't want to bring up like, hey, remember?
Yeah, right.
Remember that episode where like. You know, your dick didn't work. Like,
yeah, remember?
Yeah, that's a bummer. I wouldn't. Yeah. I don't. That's not like table conversation.
Yeah. So I wanted to bring those things up so bad because what other con would you have like the half the cast of Undressed?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think there's an Undressed con.
No.
As far as I know,
is there? There's cons for everything. We just found out there's a to tell them about the Hallmark.
Hallmark convention. Is doing Christmas con. There's finally a Christmas con, and it's not only the holiday. Okay, fine, but. All the Hallmark like movies they do all those Christmas movies, you know, those like Hallmark Channel movies or whatever. Like,
they produce those.
Yeah,
right?
It's all the like stars from those. They're doing panels. It's like all centered around that. But I was telling them, if you do a guest list for Christmas Con, don't you obligatory have to list Santa, right?
He should be a special.
Like, no matter what the plan is, it's like, Santa is on there, yeah. I feel like you have to.
They should turn away Santa cosplayers. Like, no. It could get confusing.
Yeah, just the one guy.
We got St. Nicholas. He's coming at 7.
Yeah,
he's
they totally should.
Main stage.
What else could you cosplay as at Christmas?
Elves.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, like other Christmas movies, like Kevin McAllister and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got one.
Oh, you got one?
Yes. How about Frosty the Snowman or the Nutcracker?
That would be good. Wait, plug your channel.
That's appropriate.
Get the channel plugged in.
All right, this is Lord Shadrach again speaking. I think a great Christmas cosplay would either be the Nutcracker or I'm willing to also say...
What are you willing to say? Here it is.
Frosty the Snowman.
Boom. Yeah.
There it is. See, that was a good one.
Yeah. I'd say...
I think it's way cooler when you got the whole introduction and all that stuff. So I want to make sure we got that in there.
You do. Like a heat miser. What do you think about heat miser? Oh,
yeah. Heat miser. What do you think of heat miser?
I've never heard of it, but I got another one.
Okay.
Speaking of Speaking of this, since Bill Murray, since we're all talking about Bill Murray, how about his character from Scrooge?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Teaser,
I only saw Scrooge the first time, like a year or two ago.
Really?
Hey, classic.
That's a good
one. I love that when I was a kid.
Flip the camera around. Talk about Scrooge.
Great. Here, I'll take that.
Scrooge cam. Here we go.
Yeah.
Sean, edit this to say Scrooge cam.
Scrooge is the scariest Christmas movie.
Yes.
And I loved it as a kid.
It was so good.
It had parts where I'm like, I shouldn't be watching. Like, this is too scary to watch. When I was
great practical effects.
Yeah. So good.
Hell yeah.
Scrooge is awesome.
It was legit underrated.
Yeah.
Now, they did a Murray Christmas special or something, didn't they?
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
Yes.
But was that any good? Because I heard mixed stuff.
It was okay, but it was cool seeing old characters from Scrooged and everything.
There?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Taxi Driver's in that.
That's the guy from Scrooge. The New York Dolls. Yeah. What's his name? Right? Johansson or whatever.
Something like that. The fairy that beats him up is in it.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah.
Okay, now, this year I might watch it.
There's a lot of cameos from Scrooge
in there.
We're gonna watch it.
Yeah. It seemed like such a ham-fisted, like, yeah, Bill Murray's cool. Like, let's give him a Netflix, a U-log kind of episode.
Yeah. But yeah, I wasn't sure what was
it was marketed wrong.
Yeah. But I'm going to watch it this time. Netflix, you got me.
Yeah.
It took you 2 years, but you got me.
But we're here.
Go ahead and share another golf or Murray moment.
Yeah, where's... Yeah. My favorite golf moment is Tiger Woods when his wife found out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No windshield for you, buddy.
Huma. Was it Huma?
What?
What's his wife's name? Huma.
Yeah. I thought it was like Becky or something.
Huma Aberdeen.
Was that what it was?
I think it was Huma. Mm. Okay. I'm Googling everything today.
Okay, that was good. Another moment here.
My favorite golf moment, Twitter handle. Favorite golf moment was getting food poisoning at TPC. That was a great time.
What? At what?
It's a golf tournament.
Players tournament.
Oh, you got sick there?
Yeah. What'd you eat?
Scampi for.
Scampi?
Scampi betrayed me. You guys should not come down to Florida. It's dangerous down here.
We had good Scampi.
Yeah, we had Scampi at the Murray Brothers.
We made a joke. We made a promo for this con, and we kept saying we were just improvising. We were just like, oh, we're going to get Scampi. Ooh, they got Scampi?
Yeah.
Like, for some reason, that's in there. And then when we went to the restaurant here at the hotel, that was listed on the menu. We were like, well, we have to get
it. Gotta get Scampi.
So we all got, Kevin, it was just a whole table of Scampi. Everywhere.
All of us got Scampi.
We were like, ooh, we got Scampi.
It was good. It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Shout out. St. Augustine, you got the best Scampi. You did it. You nailed it. I want to give a shout out.
You had a bad batch.
Bad batch.
Yeah, well, this guy, he didn't order it right. He's messed up. But we did it right. Shout out. All right, next.
My favorite Murray moment is actually right now with my friends and Kevin talking about the Murray.
Okay, that's bullshit.
He couldn't think of anything.
My favorite golf moment is related to what he said. A TV station got caught putting golf sounds on top of a golf tournament.
No.
Like just the sound of a ball getting hit by a golf club.
Like the smack.
Yeah, like
four.
Crazy. There's a lot of like fraudulent activity going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of golf fraud. Anyway, that's enough for now. We'll
come back to Murray moments.
Yeah.
And we gotta share our favorite golf stories too.
Yeah.
Gotta make sure
I got
an
insane one coming up.
Fit it in the end.
But anyway, so so that's all the embarrassing of the guests here that we really need to do. I did get to, while I was here, actually on the Murray topic.
Yeah.
Still on topic. I did get to play, just before I got here, that I got my physical copy of the Ghostbusters game, the remaster of the Ghostbusters game that came out like 10 years ago. Which I forgot they got Bill Murray to do. I'm like, wow, they really...
They got everyone.
Yeah. And, like, Harold Ramis and Dan Aykroyd wrote the game story.
It was, like, one of the last things Harold Ramis recorded, I think, too.
It really is the third Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
100%.
And I forgot how... That's a fun game. That game... How did that turn out as good as it did?
You gotta use boson darts.
It really is miraculous. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, boson darts.
Boson darts is like the most important tool.
There's, like, one level that's kind of boring. Like
the library?
Or the graveyard or something.
I think I got kind of stuck in the library maze.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think I ever finished that, like, really? PS3 version.
Yeah. Wasn't it, Kevin, like, the graveyard gets kind of like...
It gets kind of, like,
monotonous.
Yeah.
But it was a fun one game. Level of the whole game.
Who developed that?
Is
that Activision Distributes?
I think Atari distributed it originally. Not anymore.
Not now.
But...
I don't know
who developed it.
Shouts out.
But yeah, they did a good job. So yeah. I played that, was playing that on the way here. I played some of, I'm finally embarking on, okay, so I beat Link's Awakening.
100%.
Yeah, that was cool. Okay,
you said
whatever.
Like 10 hours. Like it's
yeah,
quick.
It was, that was short. Okay, I beat that. That was cool. Whatever. Everyone's played that. Okay, yeah. Great. Then I thought, I'm going to try Untitled Goose Game. And it's a cute game. It's a fun game. But I felt like I need to, like, play this with other people or, like, on a stream or something. Right. You know what I mean? It wasn't as engaging, like, by myself. Yeah. I was like, yeah, this is funny, but I'll play this later. Like, I'll do this, you know.
Kevin said that would make a good friend to mention.
Yeah, it'd be fun with a bunch of people.
Yeah,
so I kind of put that on hold. So now I finally embarked on Dragon Quest VIII.
Ooh.
I've started that game now. And I'm like, it's weird. I'm like affected by it. Like the music is like so emotional and like, it's all the classic Dragon Quest music, but it's like symphonic and it's like just exploring this world. I'm already like, nothing's happening. I'm like affected by it.
Right.
And then, but like, I can't believe that there's a version of this game. Like when it came out on PS4, the music was like MIDI.
Yeah.
Like they didn't have that soundtrack. It was like,
you didn't get it then. You waited.
No, I waited. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah,
why leave out the orchestral soundtrack?
Yeah, the composer is like pissed or something. Yeah. I don't know what happened, but anyway, yeah. So now I'm playing that on Switch now, and I love it. But then Ghostbusters showed up, so I'm kind of going between Ghostbusters and Dragon Quest VIII, the two kind of like the meant to be together.
Yeah.
Series, you know, finally at last. So I'm kind of bouncing between.
You continued your Dragon Quest game from the demo.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, because I played hours of the demo, and then, yeah, when I popped in the game, it was like, oh, you're this far in the demo. Yeah. You want to continue? Yep. Okay. It's so easy.
I thought that was really cool, because I don't have time for RPGs nowadays,
yeah.
But the fact that that was a free, like, hey, you get the first 30 hours of this game for free, download it on the Nintendo Switch. I had a good time playing that.
Yeah.
We did a couple streams with it, and
that was really cool.
I don't know that I'm going to pick it up to continue, but when you logged in, it just found your save data.
Yeah, in 1 second, right, I was continuing.
Yeah, yeah, right from where you left off.
Now, the only thing I could complain about so far, though, is this game also has an 8-bit mode, which is really cool. It's like at any point you could like flip into just 2D 8-bit mode, and that's cool, but it's like actually like kind of like too much work to get to it. Like
it wants you to save.
I'm spoiled by like Halo.
Yeah,
you know when they did the Halo remake, it was like all new graphics, and then you could just hit the button at any point, and it would derp down to like the shitty
old graphics.
Yeah, yeah, I loved that. And in this game, it's like you have to like go to a church. Ah, you want to experience this game in another form? Yes. Oh well, would you like to pray with me? What? Yeah, and it's just asking you what save file. Ah, oh, this is what... Oh, well, let us pray to the gods. It's like, can we just flip to the other style?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, well, we're now going to end this, but perhaps our prayers will go answer... It's like, okay, we've been talking for 20 minutes. Can we just flip over to the other thing?
Typical, church is boring.
Yeah, you know?
Right?
Even in the game world.
I do like, though, that, yeah, when you save in that game, like, you go to a church...
Yeah.
And the priest, like, has you kneel and save... He records your data in a fucking Bible, I guess.
Something like that. Yeah. Not just a Bible, a fucking Bible.
Yeah. It's Ed Moore advanced.
We just got demonetized by all the,
shit.
By the Catholic Church.
Four Hail Marys and 7 Our Fathers.
That sounds good. Right. But we, yeah, it was like that since the first game, but they used to censor that.
Right.
They used to cut, I think in the original Dragon Quest, you went to a cross and you bowed and all that stuff. And I think that back then it was, yeah, any religious material in a game, it was like, no.
In the West only.
In the West, yeah.
What did they just like, in front of the church, there's a rock you go to.
I don't know, they
changed
it to like a bakery or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, pray to this.
Stained glass
strudel.
Windows in the bakery. And
yeah, I don't know. I don't remember what exactly they
it's
did.
It's a Pillsbury Doughboy crucified up on the cross.
Yeah.
What? I just, okay. I'm saying so.
Now he's disrespectful.
Okay, come on.
Sorry, everybody who saw that. That's not cool. Shame on him. Sean, dub over what he said with something tasteful. Thank you. But anyway, yeah, so I remember a lot of games used to be that way. Mm. I remember Xenogears had a lot of, like, religious stuff in it, and so they weren't going to release that.
Really?
I remember back in the day, like, because they kind of, like, name-dropped Xenogears in Final Fantasy VII, and it was like, yeah, they're name-dropped, there's another game coming, and it was like, yeah, it's not coming to the U.S. It's like, what? And then eventually it did. I think people complained enough, but yeah, that was like real. It was a real touchy thing. But anyway, I can't think of any other examples though of like.
Shining Force.
Was it Shining Force? Was that one?
He had to save out of church and bring people back to life.
Oh,
at
really?
The church and stuff.
Did they ever? Was that like cut out of the American one, or was that left in there?
No, it was left in.
Oh, really? Yeah. It was left in.
I played one of the Shining Force games.
Yeah.
For PS2, I want to say.
Oh, okay.
But I really enjoyed that.
Oh, really?
And I had never played any of the other franchise.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's an underrated.
It has some really
JRPG series.
Yeah, I just and then I remember playing Xenogears, and I was like, this isn't really that. What's that crazy about this? And all I remember from it is like there was a spaceship, and it was called God or something. Was that it? They didn't want to call it that?
Yeah, it was like called Deuce or Doy or something.
Yeah,
my
something
Latin
like that.
Is bad.
Yeah,
yeah. My Latin is pretty awful.
My Latin's great, and I didn't see anything, so I got perfect Latin. That's not true. But anyway, yeah, yeah. So that was what. Yeah, we were playing.
Well, on the flight over here, I was playing. I never bust my Switch out other than airplanes or cons. So I was actually getting more familiar with. I bought Cadence of Hyrule. Anyone play that? It's kind of a Zelda based
rhythm
game. Yeah, it's basically just like standard first Zelda, where you have the map. There's 8 dungeons. You could go find them. It's all open from the start. You just have to explore around. But it has this kind of like musical element. And man, when I streamed it, having not played it before, I was so lost. And it was terrible because you can't hear the beat loud enough and you have to move.
No.
But I figured out there's like, you can turn that control scheme off.
Okay.
And then you can kind of freely move around and attack and stuff. And I finally figured out like on this trip, like how that game's played. And I think I criticized it in previous like podcasts and stuff, but now I'm actually getting my money's worth out of it. Like I've figured out how to play it, and I'm enjoying that.
Oh, that's cool. So is that like the main thing you were playing?
That's all I've been playing right now. Okay. Like I'm, you know, going through Borderlands at home, but
oh yeah,
that's just like dumb fun. The guns and the shooting and that are just entertaining. So
yeah, Doom got delayed.
I know
you were gonna play that.
I think it's so funny. Like Doom had is it Doom Eternal?
Yeah.
So it had a movie tie-in called Doom Annihilation that was like the movie and the game were coming out within 2 days of each other.
Yeah.
And it was like this big tie-in promotion and everything. And the movie came out and they said on that day, like, oh, sorry, the game's delayed till like 6 months from now, next year. It's the same day as Animal Crossing now.
Oh, man.
Which you wouldn't think there's a lot of crossover, but I've seen tons of people on Twitter, like, hyped for both on the same day.
Yeah. So. Ooh, that's tough.
You get a little shops of Isabel with the Doom guy.
Isn't next year like there's like something every month?
Yeah, there's
like
a lot.
Like February 20th is what? Last of Us.
Last of Us 2.
And then like March 20th is that Animal Crossing?
I think it's like March 8th, is it?
It's 20th.
Oh, it's the 20th? Okay. So that's Doom.
When's Final Fantasy?
Oh, yeah.
Is that
January?
April. I don't know.
I think it's March.
You think that's March?
March, April.
We're going to be overloaded.
They do that on purpose now.
Yeah. Wasn't there a big thing in January, too, though?
All that's been on my calendar is, like, 2 weeks from now we get Death Stranding.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
But it's like every 20th of next year has something big. And then April 20th, the Bob Marley box set.
Right.
That's going to be huge.
Yep. Legend.
Yeah.
The remastered.
Mm-hmm. Is weed legal here
in Florida?
It's not.
When we drove,
because this trip never happened to me before, but I was asked like numerous times on this trip, like if I wanted to do that, and I was just like, this never happened before. Like, what is this?
When we drove from the airport here,
I saw a billboard
for like
that's what made me think
medical use.
That's what it is? Okay.
People want to smoke up with you, man.
Yeah, that was weird. That never happened to me before.
I think it's so tied into, like, comedy that
I guess.
They assume you're a funny guy.
We were just talking about that. That's happened to me on numerous things. Well, but, again, that's California.
Yeah.
California, of course that happens. But like, every podcast I've done that wasn't ours in California, it was like, okay, well, here, you can use this, or we have all this, and you can just smoke this, and here's this, and there's that. I'm like, no, I'm good.
You're the green room.
We just got all this. I mean, it's like, yeah.
That's
sorry.
Why we call it a green room.
I need to be at my utmost sharpest to talk about filming with Ken Kutaragi.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, anyway. I don't know why we were talking about that. Oh, yeah, so.
Well, the trip's not over. You get a chance.
Yeah, that's true. We're going to Disney World after this.
You and Kevin are.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Might record some stuff there.
Ooh, what's on the agenda? Just the whole land or a specific? Well, it's a world.
There's
there.
Four lands.
There's four lands yeah. that making a
but
world.
But I didn't know it was. Apparently, it's crowded because it's Columbus Day. Are we still doing Columbus Day?
No.
Can we make up the decision?
Cancel
is Columbus Day a thing?
I heard
or not?
He's a bad guy.
You know what? I'm starting to hear those things.
I heard he had demons.
But Columbus did have demons. Yeah. I think they let him here.
Yeah.
Not good. But, yeah, it's like, oh, yeah. Do we have that day off or not? Like, do you guys have that day off?
In school,
stuff?
We used to get
banks
off.
And stuff.
Banks and stuff. That's what I thought. Yeah, like a post
most
office.
People, you'll be working. Columbus.
What about school?
I got class.
School's still on.
You got class?
Mine's
still
on.
Okay.
Yeah, my college had class when Columbus Day was
around. Huh. All right.
Yeah, because everything I was reading was like, oh, it's bound to be crowded. Everyone's off. I'm like, everyone's off?
No, I
like,
think you're going to be okay.
I don't have Columbus Day off.
Yeah, see?
I mean, see?
There
yeah,
you go.
You're gonna be, you guys are going to be fine.
Years ago,
Yeah. But there's all I get a mixed response every time. Oh yeah, yeah. So that was the thing
gotta,
I was going
to
say. Is we're excited because we're going to go back to the obviously we really have been dying to check out the new land based on the huge sci-fi movie. That's right, Avatar Land. We're finally going to get to return to that. And so we were singing after our signing ended yesterday. We were singing the Na'vi River Journey. You know, ah, eh, wah. Yeah, we were singing that real loud, and then we got to our elevator, and a guy turned around, and it was the guy who voiced
Witcher.
I did not play the Witcher. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Geralt? Is that how you say it? This isn't a trick, is it? Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Geralt? Okay, because I've been told at these cons before, like, oh yeah, it's code gay ass. Go say it. Go say it on stage. And I'm like, and everyone's laughing at me, and I'm like, what?
What happened?
Okay, so, what was it?
Geralt.
He turned around, and he was like, wow, you guys are really loud. He was joking.
He wasn't mad.
He wasn't mad. He's a cool guy. We've seen him at the show a bunch of times before. Definitely. He's a great guy. But he was just like, wow, you guys are real loud. Yeah. And it was like, we were singing Avatar music. And I don't think that helped the situation, but we were. We're excited about that. We're going to be doing that, going down the river journey over and over, and then going home. That's it.
You're not going to go to the restaurant where they greet you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I talked about that on a past podcast, that I went there one morning when it opened, and I turned the corner, and I was the only one in there, and the whole staff has to greet the first customers. And I walked in, and the whole staff was staring at me, and I'm like, oh, no. And then I see them turn to each other like, is he going to be the only one? He's it? Let's just do it. Okay. All right, welcome, traveler. And they went through this whole thing. They thought there was going to be like a little crowd. And it was just me.
But
and
they have to do it.
Yeah, and they wanted me to like say the like, okay, when we in the Na'vi language, when we want to take on the day, we say Sibako. And I was like, how do I just say chicken quesadilla? Because that's all I want. And they just were like, just say Sibako. Sivako. Yay! Thank you. Okay, we can get to work. Thank you. All right, God. It was like, wow. Anyway, that was terrifying. So hopefully that'll happen to us again. We're hoping, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Is there anything in particular you're waiting to see at Disney World, Kevin? Are we going to check out Galaxy's Edge? We have one in California.
We should walk around it, but the rides are the same.
That'll be the most crowded.
Yeah, maybe.
This weekend for you guys. Yeah. But hopefully that draws.
Has anyone here been to the Florida Galaxy's Edge?
Yeah, we just went.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I've not been.
And
there.
How was it for you? Was it crowded or was it okay?
It was okay. It wasn't super crowded. I've heard they're very similar layouts, though. Like,
yeah.
There's not a lot of difference between the
Batuu. Two. Do they call it Batuu over there?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
It's the same.
It's Batuu. Okay, so here's the
rundown.
Should
be a different planet. Like, it should be a different location.
See, that's what I thought, too.
Right?
They just duplicated the same one, and I thought, well, why don't... You could keep the same tenets of it, like the same ride, the same store, the same whatever.
Shop.
But why not base it on two... Like, have something different to where you want to check out the other one.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I think that ended up kind of, because like the California one opened and it was the, you know, and it's been busy. Like there's all these kind of clickbaity stories about, oh, it failed. It's a massive failure. And it's not, but it definitely didn't hit. Like they thought it was going to be like overrun every day and it's not.
No.
And it's just, well, yeah, they're building the same thing on both coasts. So why would you make the trip over there? You know what I mean? It's kind of like, I don't know if they needed to do that. Like do two different things. But to run it down, were you going to say something?
Well, I heard that they have purple kyber crystals there.
Well, they have the other one. They both have it, yeah.
So, well, you know, I guess there's no reason for
I
me to
I picked
go
that.
There.
You know why I picked it?
Why did you pick that?
Okay, first of all.
Number one.
Hold on. First of all, purple, it's pimp.
Yeah.
One. Do we already talk about this? Okay.
Yeah.
No. All right, cut
Sean,
it.
Cut that out on Tuesday. Don't include that. So they have one on both coasts, whatever. And I'm still, this is what I was going to say, is you asked if it was Batu, if they call it Batu.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is the name of the land. Batu is the name of the actual planet that it is, but the area that you're in is Black Spire Outpost. That's
right.
The like city on the planet
Batu.
In the land.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm still torn on, it's been months now of that being around, and I'm still torn on, part of me is like, oh, cool, they made it an original planet so they could do whatever they want and kind of run wild.
It doesn't ruin any canon of their films or anything.
And then the other part of me is like, you overthought it. Like, what? You have all these planets to choose from in this incredible, Star Wars has this incredible universe, and you didn't use a planet from it. You know what I mean? It's like, I still can't decide how I feel about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does anybody else feel that way, or is that, what did you think of it? Did you like it?
No, yeah, we had a great time.
I mean, I think it's awesome. I mean, I'm not dissing it. Yeah. I thought it was really cool.
The cantina was super fun. The atmosphere.
And you went too?
Oh yeah.
What did you think?
I've been listening to the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Like, all day.
Yeah,
DJ Rex.
It's so good. Yeah, DJ Rex playlist one.
Hell yeah.
Is this
at the end of the
quiet as ours?
What's that?
When I went, it was super quiet.
Oh
really?
Like no music, nothing. Like nobody was talking. It was dead silent.
At Galaxy's Edge?
Yeah, it was weird.
Maybe they didn't turn anything on yet.
Yeah.
You got there early.
But you know, it's funny because I know some people who did go to the Florida one and they were like, you know, I'm disappointed. Like, where was the music and where was the, and in the California one, right, Kevin? I hear the music all the time. Like, you'll be walking by stuff and you're hearing like, oh, the band is jamming inside.
Yeah.
There's a lot of audio stuff. And I heard the same thing from some people.
It's so separate from the rest of the park too. Cause what's weird is that they've already had Star Wars at Hollywood Studios. So they have like the Endor setup that has Star Tours at it.
Yeah.
And then you go to Muppets and then you go through, like, a New York tunnel, and then you're on Batu.
Yeah.
But then on the other side, you get to the other side, and it's this harsh contrast with the Toy Story Land.
Oh.
So it's, like, really quiet, Star Wars themed, and then screaming children and all over the place, so.
That reminds me, actually, let's talk about Muppets. Thank you for bringing that up.
Jim Henson.
Can we get let's do a poll, informal poll. Who, be honest, don't fib the camera here. This is real. Who likes the Muppets? Raise their hand. You're a Muppet fan.
Okay. I'm a Muppet man.
Okay. Muppet. A bit of a Muppet man.
Do you know the Muppet man?
We're Muppet man. Okay. Who hates the Muppets? Like, fuck the Muppets.
Oh
we got a Muppet hater. Okay, a couple over there.
King Kron haters.
Okay, so it's split. A little heavier towards liking the Muppets.
Yeah.
I've never been able to decide with the Muppets because, like, I just feel like sometimes there's some times where they're included in stuff and they treat them like they're real people. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like Pepe,
like they'd be
the
on
King,
shows and stuff and they treat them like they're, and it would be like, shut up.
I did think it was silly, like on the Game Awards, Pepe the King Kron was like a featured character.
And as a kid, like I'd be watching something and Miss Piggy would show up and. And they would act like, you know, that was my best Miss Piggy.
Yeah, that's
and,
good.
They would act like that. She's really doing. It's like, this isn't real. Stop. Just shut up. Let's stop. But then in the context of, like, the Muppet movie, songs about rainbows, is that how the song goes? Whatever. Great. That was a great movie. I liked that. And the show, like, has this classic format. And, like, they did that movie in 2011 where they tried to, like, bring the show back.
Right.
I fucking loved that. That movie was great. Like, I was affected by that.
And wasn't that because the main actor
Was it Jason Segel?
Yeah. He was the main producer. Like, he had love in his heart for it. And so he oversaw everything.
Yeah, and it came across in that.
Right.
But then, I don't know, every now and then they try to, like, shove the Muppets back at me, and I'm like, I'm good.
I had a Muppets-style office.
Yeah, I wasn't really feeling that.
Like 7 episodes.
Yeah, I was just kind of like, yeah, I'm good. Like, this kind of, like, dry take on the Muppets. I was like, nah.
To me,
it's not heartbreak. Just bring the classic Muppet Show back with, like, modern-day celebrities.
I like that it existed in the past. Yeah. Like, it's an 80s thing for me. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, I like the Muppets. You know, it was a cool thing. I don't need more of it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just very torn on the Muppets. But I watched that new Dark Crystal. Did you see that? Did anybody watch that?
I didn't see it.
Yeah. The new Dark Crystal. Did you end up watching that, Kevin?
No, I haven't seen the movie yet.
Well, I love the movie, the original movie, but...
See, I've heard that does not hold up.
I disagree.
Really?
I think that has... I don't know. Who else just... Has anyone seen it recently?
Yeah.
What did you think? Does that movie hold up?
More of the, like, little technical problems might pop up, like, on repeat watches.
Oh, really?
When they're older, but it's still pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
See, I thought it had really great world building, and, like, they make such a... It's, like, Tolkien-level, like, thing. I think it's... The production of it is incredible. And so I checked out the new show. The first episode, I was kind of turned off. It had a lot of... There's a lot of CG. The whole show is... the production of it is incredible. The fact that they could... In modern day, like, do this all with puppets and stuff like that. It's pretty incredible. But there's still a lot of, like, weird CG, and it was kind of moving really fast in the pilot episode. But after that, it worked the kinks out. Like, it's like the pilot, they try to cram too much in it. But then it was great.
Is it still Jim Henson Studios?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That? Oh, okay.
They talked about, there's a 2-hour behind-the-scenes thing on Netflix.
Yeah.
And they talk about how they were pitching a Dark Crystal, like, show or prequel or whatever as an animated show for years, trying to get it picked up. And then they pitched it to Netflix, and Netflix was like, no, can you give us a quote on what it would cost to do, like, puppets, like the old movie? Like, just do it like that? And all the Jim Henson people were like, you're joking! And they were like,
really?
What do you mean? And it was like, we've been pitching a cartoon because no one wants... Why would anyone pay for the puppets again? Like, no one wants to pay for that.
Animation's cheaper?
And they were like, no, we want it like the old movie.
Wow.
They were like, what? Like, they couldn't understand each other.
Wow,
like,
that's cool.
So it's just like that, and it was really, really good. I thought it ended kind of anticlimactic. Like, it kind of... I don't know if anybody else felt that way, but it's a prequel.
Yeah. And
so you're like, oh, this is going to lead right up to the movie. But they kind of did it in a way where it's like, oh, are they planning to do another season? Like, I was kind of like... That was a little like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I need more seasons of that, but it was a very impressive production, so I thought that was cool. But, yeah, so check that out if you get a chance. Sean, if you're watching this, watch the whole season before you finish editing this and give the review. It's only like 10 hours.
You got time.
Yeah, Sean's got time. What is he doing? But anyway, so I checked that out. Was there anything else that...
Man, I have not had time to watch. We've been doing so much traveling.
Yeah, we've been going around so much. We were in Japan. Yeah, Derek and Sean are not here because we were doing so many things kind of at once that we had to split up.
And next week you're going to New Zealand.
Yeah, we were just in Japan. We're here now, and yeah, we're going to New Zealand. And so we had to, like, diversify what we were doing, and so they're not here. And they're very sad. They wanted to see everybody here. They always love EXPCon, but...
They missed out on Scampi, one.
Yeah.
The Murray brothers, too.
Yeah, and again, I want to say thank you to the Murphy brothers for doing the Caddyshacks. They have all the best stuff. Bill Murphy and his brothers.
And they exclusively pour Crystal Skull vodka.
Yeah, Crystal Skull vodka. Skull vodka. It's one of the best vodkas around, and, you know, they always pour it through diamonds. They filter the drink through diamonds. They don't know what the diamonds do to the drink, but everyone likes the taste.
They do like the taste better.
And you will find that the diamonds do dye a certain color. You pour enough vodka into them, they start to turn a certain orange. We don't know what the chemical effect is, but people have scientifically found it. I did have a sexual experience with a ghost.
Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd's a big... So thank you, Dan Murray.
The Croyd is appearing weekly at the Murray Brothers establishment.
Yeah, he does show up there to
He pours, he has taste tests, and
he says have a sip, and and you see a ghost. So
and yeah, certain abductions can.
It's a
sip and
see. Have you guys been to a sip and see? You go, you drink the, you take a drink, and you see. I don't know what that is. What, is that alien? Like when they
a sip and see is when everybody gathers around a newborn baby and drinks wine to see the baby.
Why?
That's it?
Yeah.
Baby, you shouldn't be drunk to see a baby.
Like, every now and then, some parent will tell me, like a young parent will tell me, oh, yeah, we're going to a sip and
see. Yeah, they're going to see the baby and drink wine.
And they try to explain it to me, and I always go, no, don't care. And I thought it was they find out the baby, like
the gender?
Like a gender reveal.
The sex of the baby or whatever.
I don't know.
And they see, but I guess it's they just look at the baby.
I guess they just look at the baby.
Like, I take a sip and I look at your baby. Like, that sounds awful.
Yeah. I'll look at the baby sober. Thank you.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, that's a like really yuppie idea.
Do we want to pick up another Murray
memory? Yeah, did anybody have a Murray moment or a Murray golf moment?
Yeah,
Murray
favorite moment? Golf moment. The most underrated. The most underrated performance is obviously Bill Murray as Garfield.
It's classic. He knocked it out of the park. Did you ever hear the story about that? That he.
Oh, does he hate Mondays?
No, he. No.
He loves lasagna.
Actually likes him.
Oh.
But that Bill Murray thought it was the one of the Coen brothers that wrote it. It's a different Coen. It's written by someone, something Coen.
Jim
or
Coen.
Something like that. And he thought it was one of the Coen brothers.
No
so he said
way.
Yes, and it was not.
And then he just said,
because he doesn't go through an agent.
I'm locked in.
Bill Murray is really like low key, like, yeah, just call me and I'll do it or I won't. You know,
yeah.
You know, so anyway, yeah, that was a. Anyway, anybody, who else?
Yeah, pass it.
My personal favorite golf moment is watching Alfonso Ribeiro, the guy who plays Carlton in Fresh Prince, get a hole in one.
Yeah.
Over in
Sawgrass. Oh, yeah. You got a hole. Like figuratively, like when he did that dance, it was like a hole in one, or did he literally do it? Oh,
like
he literally did one.
When right afterwards, some white dude showed him his dance, doing the Carlton dance on his iPhone.
Oh, no.
Nice. And then he sued Fortnite, and then Fortnite closed permanently.
Yeah, Fortnite's gone.
That was the inspiration.
Carlton shut down Fortnite today, I heard about
that. Yeah, he hacked the system.
It's like a chain of events. It's like you star in Fresh Prince, and the next thing you know, you kill Fortnite. You know?
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah. Damn it.
Ours is Bill Murray's amazing performance in Zombieland.
Okay.
Oh, Zombieland.
Yeah.
Is he going to be in Zombieland 2?
I'm not sure. He did another zombie comedy called The Dead Don't Die.
Yeah.
Did anyone see that with Adam Driver? Was that good? Yeah, because I have not heard good things.
Yeah,
I don't even think Zombieland 2 will
probably. Yeah.
That's like in the past.
I love that Zombieland 2, like, they're all these promos for it, they're just showing, like, an Academy Award winner, Emma Stone.
Yeah.
Like, why did she agree to this?
I think that might be the only draw for me, is Emma Stone,
actually. Yeah, it's kind of incredible they're doing that, but anyway. Okay, yeah, here, if you want to bring the mic back.
You got a Murray?
Yeah, I got
a Murray. Oh, you got
one?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, Space Jam, where Bill Murray is playing golf with Michael Jordan and the Looney Tunes drag him underground.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Drag him to hell. Yeah. Underground.
It's like the movie Drag Him to Hell.
Yep. Sam
Raimi. I forgot there was a movie with Bill Murray actually playing golf. He got golf into Space Jam.
He did?
Only Bill Murray could get golf into the basketball movie.
I think he golfs in Zombieland as well.
Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah.
Wow, that must be like his like qualification.
Yeah.
Like he's got a.
I need to play golf on set.
Does he golf
so write it into
did
the
he golf
script.
In Golfbusters? Ghostbusters?
Don't. They ate Ghost. A. They did bust a ghost at Tavern on the Green.
Oh, okay. In the the new movie is next year, right?
I still can't believe that's actually happening.
Yeah.
We'll see. I want to see if Bill Murphy golfs.
If he golfing underwater in set movie.
What?
Life Aquatic?
Life Aquatic.
He golfs underwater? Does he really? Nuh-uh. No,
Owen Wilson. He kills Owen Wilson with a golf club?
Sean, find the clip of Bill Murray golfs underwater.
and if you can't find it, film it.
Yeah, if you can't find it, recreate it. Thank you. Hey, Sean.
Thank you,
I
want
to say thank you to Sean for doing this. I want to say thank you to everybody for attending today, this podcast. You know, I think this is maybe the best podcast yet.
I think so. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Yeah.
Yes. We didn't share our favorite golf moment.
Oh, yeah. We'll end with that.
My favorite golf moment is when anyone hits the ball from the tee.
Yeah.
And someone in the background goes, Baba Booey!
Yeah.
That's my favorite moments.
I had Jack Nicklaus Golf for the PC in like the early 90s. It was like on a floppy. But it had text. Of course it had text. it had speech.
Text.
Like there were actually spoken words in it, but only like two. And one of them was if you hit the ball out of bounds, it would go into a tree. It would go, looks like I hit the tree, Jim.
Who's Jim?
I don't know. I still don't know.
Wow.